From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This is the story of a musical career that almost happened and may yet. It's the story of Luther G. Williams. We didn't learn about him through his publicist, his record label, or his website. We tracked him down. NPR's John Burnett reports on this Hurricane Katrina survival, Bible scholar, and remarkable self-taught pianist.
I caught up with Luther G. Williams, not in a nightclub or a recording studio, but in a nursing home in Little Rock, Arkansas, one Sunday morning.
Good to see you. God bless you.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you're keeping up with your reading and with your prayer?
Reverend Luther Williams joins his friend, Pastor Robert Harris, each week at the Pleasant Valley Living Center to preach the gospel.
He's not looking for a concubine. He's looking for a wife. Hallelujah. And that wife is the church. We are the church. Thank God again for that wonderful message we heard today.
There's no reason why any of the white-haired women sitting in the carpeted dining room listening to the sermon would know that the two sets of long, thin fingers slicing the air for emphasis can do this. Luther Williams recorded this piece 13 years ago. The eminent jazz historian and author, Dan Morgenstern, heard the disc for the first time late last month.
You don't hear this kind of keyboard command very often. I mean, he's quite startling.
Luther Williams grew up in America's most musical city, New Orleans. The son of two school principals, he started fooling around on the piano at the age of six in their brick house in the Seventh Ward. Williams sits in Little Rock's Java Roasting Company, still wearing a tan sport coat from the church service.
I was an only child, so I'm used to keeping myself company. So I play for me, I don't play for anybody else. That was my whole attitude about it, you know?
As members of the black middle class, his parents did not want him to be a musician. They wanted a respectable life for him, so Williams never considered becoming a New Orleans piano professor. Even as he studied philosophy at Tulane University, though, he spent all his free time at the keyboard. He was already good enough that the New Orleans jazz banjo legend, Danny Barker, gave him his nickname, the Panther. Yet he was playing anything but traditional New Orleans piano. This was stride, the ragtime-based style that came out of Harlem in the 1920s, with the pounding left hand and intricate right hand runs.
The spirit of New Orleans is in my playing, but not the style, because I don't know of any stride players out of New Orleans. And I think my zest for life and my approach to music in general is New Orleanian in character.
In the mid-1980s, Williams sent a tape of his playing to the great Harlem stride pianist Joe Turner, who was living in Paris at the time. Turner listened and sent Williams this recorded message.
Luther, in my books, you're the greatest. You are terrific, and I love your ideas and the way you play. And I hope someday to meet you, and we sit down and have a chat together, but not to play together, because you'll cut me to pieces.
This is Joe Turner, who played with Louis Armstrong, who knew Fats Waller, who knew Art Tatum so well, who knew James P. Johnson. It's a line. I don't just consider myself a player. I consider myself in that line of players.
Luther Williams considered such praise from a piano luminary to be a sort of apostolic succession, but his musical career never took off. So he chose the academic life. With a Ph.D. in communications, he taught at Clark Atlanta and Xavier Universities. Then, about 10 years ago, he heard yet another calling. He became senior pastor at House of Prayer for All Nations in New Orleans, and he began writing about Bible numerics. That's the study of numerical patterns in the Bible. For Williams, the bridge between the pages of the Bible and the keys on the piano is obvious.
God's an architect. He's the designer of everything. In order to play stride, it involves imposing a design upon the piano. My left thumb, I love my left thumb, that's my trombone finger. Then you got your trumpet, which are your three or four fingers on your right hand. Then you got your clarinet, which is your pinky on your right hand. So you put that together and there's a jazz band and everybody has to do their part. It's architecture. And Bible numerics is architecture. You know, design, the intelligence behind what God does is just a marvelous thing.
Williams wasn't making much money preaching, and he took a job in the Office of Standards at the New Orleans Police Department. And then came Katrina. As the mighty storm approached the city, he and his father fled to Little Rock. The tempest submerged his hometown, and the rest is history. Their own house was spared, but their neighborhood of Gentilly was devastated.
And 2 days turned to 2 months, and now 2 years.
Luther Williams and his 92-year-old father are now part of the New Orleans diaspora. He says he doesn't miss the city's crime, racial disharmony, and economic decay. Little Rock suits him just fine. What's more, he's had an unexpected turn of musical fortune in Arkansas. A local jazz impresario, pianist, and pathologist, Dr. Rex Bell, heard Williams playing, was knocked out, and decided to bankroll a new CD titled Testament.
This thing of playing entire pieces in this stride style, it takes a tremendous amount of energy, strength in your left hand, and it just takes years to master the ability to keep the left hand thing going and get the right hand thing, because that right hand is just unbelievably virtuosic.
For now, his plans are to care for his ailing father, keep preaching and writing on the Bible, and see what happens with his music.
I'm concerned that stride has been placed in a glass case and people leer at it now, as if somehow it's something divorced from the American experience that gave birth to it. It's not a museum music, it's a music of the people, it's dance music. That's where it belongs.
For many years, Luther G. Williams believed that a dedication to the Bible and to stride were incompatible. But now he says he's ready for the musical career that's eluded him so far. He wants to prove that God lives in a piano, too. John Burnett, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.